one Rashi that's worth speaking out, and that is, it's the last line in Rashi here, on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Rashi is explaining the pshat of Shloisha Shomri Asaf and the Chamisha and the Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech. Says Rashi in the last words, V'ibur Shana mitachsisei Malcho Shamayimu, that Ibur Hashana is one of the strategies, it's one of the things that the heavenly tribunal needs to officiate and execute, liyashiv seder hashana mal mechayinam, to make sure the years play themselves out the way they're supposed to. Now, we're going to see in the course of today's daf and into tomorrow's daf that there were different reasons that Beis Din would use to be ma'abar the shana. But the main point was, when the lunar year wasn't lining up with the solar year, right? Jews count to the lunar year. So then you had to make sure that everything would play itself out. I mean, you have to make sure that Pesach falls out during the Chodesh Aviv. You have to make sure that there's going to be new fruit to be brought when it comes Shavuos. And there's a mitzvah of Bikurim. So Ibur Hashanah really is liyashiv seder Hashanah mal mechayinam. And that's something that's mitachsisei malchus shamayim. So we know that in shamayim, this is one of the things that are happening. So when Beis Din gets involved, and they are going to play their role, it's something that's inherently mitachsisei malchus shamayim. So we want that their court should mirror the court in shamayim. Okay, now being that we know, we find already precedent from Sefer Melachim and even from Megillas Esther, that the way the kingdoms were set up was there was Shloisha Chamisha and Shiva. We know Malchusa the Aris Ke'en Malchusa the Rakit. This is all Pashu B'Shan Rashi. That means in Shemayim, that's the way the tribunal looked. So in Shemayim, when they're doing this inyan of Liyashiv Seder Hashanam Al Mechoinam, it's Pashu, this Shloisha Shomri Asaf, this Chamisha Roya Pnei HaMelech, this Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech, Hashem Ubeis Dina, like we spoke about a few dafin ago. That is the tzura of what the court in heaven looks like. If that's the case, and Beis Din is doing now their malacha, we want their court to look the same way. And it's for that reason it's set up with 3-5-7. Again, the king's courts used to be set up 3-5-7. Beis Din wasn't necessarily set up that way. How was the Beis Din set up? That's the first long Mishnah, Masechtas Sanhedrin. But being that this is less the work of Beis Din, more the work of Malchus Shamayim, so we want this to go with the Mahalach of Malchusa Da'ares Ke'en Malchusa Derekiah, and that's why we set it up not like a regular Beis Din, but we set it up more like a heavenly court, like a king's court. That's what this is. And being that the king's court has a 3-5-7, that's why we want this to be a 3-5-7 as well. And I just thought that this Rashi brings out the well-known Yerushalmi, which we have to speak out here in the sugas of Ibur Hashana. Everyone knows this Yerushalmi. The makar to it is in Perek HaNoidim and Amavushal. It's in the sixth Perek of Masechtas Nedarim. Halacha Ches. Omer Rab Avon. Ekra Leloikim Elyoin. Lokel Goymer Eloi. Said Rab Avon. What does this mean? Bashal Yishana B'yaymecha. If you have a girl that's already 3 years old, and Nimluchu Beis Din La'abroi, and then Beis Din decided to be Ma'abar the Shana, and because Beis Din decided to be Ma'abar the Shana, so now it turns out her birthday wasn't really her birthday. She didn't turn 3. So Besul and Chayzrin. So we say that in the event that she was Nivala, her Besulim would come back. The Imlav. And if they weren't Ma'abar the Shana, Einam Chayzrin, her Besulim would not come back. Meaning we know that Chazal have a Messiah that Bashal Ishana Vyaymecha Chenivala, so she loses her Pesulim and then Achayzim. But if she's Pchusami Bashal Ishana Vyaymecha and she's Nivala, then her Pesulim would be Chayzer. Says the Yerushalmi Achidish that what would be if you had a girl that's a Bashal Ishana Vyaymecha and then afterwards Beis Din decided, you know what, we're going to be Ma'abed Ishana. And because of that, there's another Adar. So it turns out that she's really not 3 years old. Her Metzias would be Nishtana. And now all of a sudden her Besulim would be Chayzim. Because Beis Din's ability to go and be Ma'abar Deshan is not just to add a month to the year. It actually impacts the Metzias. And if there's a halacha that's rooted in Metzias, that Metzias is going to change. The Chassam Sofer in Erechaim, Tshuva Yud Dalet, talks a little bit about this Yerushalmi, just to read one excerpt. He says, Aval ha'emes yeira darkoi, kizeh ha'kol nivna al klolo dekayon Yerushalmi, lokel goymer aloi, umaisi lo shach yeridea simen kuf beites of cotton yud gimel. V'ha'shayrish, this is the point, the ha'teva mishubedes l'tayrasenu ha'kdoisha. The tevet is mishubed, it's subservient to the Torah. Upsula shenivalo, afal pi shal pi teva, kmar godlo, zman ha'ro'u shalo yachzer besula. Even though based on her teva, her besulim shouldn't come back. Mikomokam, kivin she Bezen HaChodesh. Once Bezen's Ma'abed HaChodesh, so it turns out she's not three anymore. HaTeva Meshubedes LaTorah. The Teva becomes Meshubed to the Torah. The Huchlash Koicha, and her Koyach changes. The Chayser is Besula. And her Besula is going to be Chayser. And then the Chassam Sofer gives another example. V'chei Misha Nasa Ben Yud Gimel Shana B'Yaymecha. If somebody becomes Bar Mitzvah, Al Pi Teva, so Al Pi Teva, Chazoko Shehevi Beisiris. What would be if Nimlechu Beznev the Ibru, Afilu Bodaknu, even if it would be Boydik, Umoitzim Beisiris, and you would find Shtei Cyrus, Harehem Shuma, we would say they're not real Cyrus. Vim Kfar Ochel Chelov, and Eschaif Chatos, Oy Malkus, Nifter Mechiyuva, El Dei Ibur Bezden. Vechem Bet Tashon and Lebiya, Ukedoima. Here's the point. The point is, HaShirish is, the HaTeva Meshubedus L'Teiriseinu Akdoisha. This Indian is really an Indian of Malchus Shemayim. If it's an Indian of Malchus Shemayim, so Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, how is Bezdin even getting involved in this? The Teretz, since Bezdin has a special koyach, they were given the koyach to be Ma'abr Shana, and the truth is this is a Himmel Shazach, and not only do they have a koyach to get involved in Himmel Shazachin, but the Teva is Meshubedus L'Teiriseinu Akdoisha, that if Malchus Shemayim, they Ke'ilu have it one way, but Bezdin gets involved and they say they want to do it another way. Whatever Bezdin says is going to reign, and it's not just going to impact technical halachas, it even impacts metzias, like the Chassam Sofer said, b'lishoy no yazav.